Throws one hop, they got him! High fly ball way back in left field at the wall. Turner leaping,
and he pulled it back!
Deonte Turner with the play of the season. It's on the way, and it's driven high and deep to center. Isaiah Green going back, looking up, and it is gone! Throw coming into third, not in time, an RBI triple for Matt Dyer and the entire dugout out onto the field.
The River Dogs and Green Jackets do not meet again this year, and that is the reason that gets in a win. Still in Charleston, game one of a series against the Fredericksburg Nationals is about 10 minutes from getting underway. Time to meet the starting lineups for this evening's contest. We'll begin with Fredericksburg, an affiliate of the Washington Nationals. They come in 18-9, again, just one game out of first place in the North Division. They are managed for the third consecutive year by Jake Lowry. Leading off, playing second base, Marcus Brown. Jeremy De La Rosa is back at a rehab assignment after starring in this league last year. He is the DH, batting second. Brandon Pimentel, the league's RBI leader, plays first base. He is batting third. In center field, hitting fourth, Elijah Green. Jose Colmenares is the catcher. He bats fifth. Playing right field is Brenner Cox. He's batting sixth. Hitting seventh, Armando Cruz, the shortstop. The third baseman, Nate Ochoa, bats eighth. And hitting ninth in left field, Christian Vaquero. On the mound for Fredericksburg, right-hander Brian Sanchez. He does not yet have a decision this year and sports an ERA of 6.94. Again, for Fredericksburg tonight, it's Brown, De La Rosa, and Pimentel. Green, Colmenares, and Cox. Cruz, Ochoa, and Vaquero, with right-hander Brian Sanchez working on the mound. Now for the River Dogs, managed by Sean Smedley in his second year at the helm. They are 11-14 and, of course, a single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Leading off at third base, Narciso Polanco. Adrian Santana will bat second. He is the shortstop. In left field, batting third, Trey Morgan. Angel Mateo has an eight-game hitting streak. He's in center field and batting cleanup. Playing first base and batting fifth, Wu Shin. Round eight.
I serve as a crew chief.
As a pilot, because it's always been my dream to fly.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way.
Learn more about the Air National Guard at goang.com.
This is Andrew Lindsay, and you're listening to Charleston River Dogs Baseball.
Back to the Carolina Ford Dealers pregame show. We're joined before game one of a series against Fredericksburg by manager Sean Smedley. Sean, a really good end to a two-week road trip.
Move runners, and you know we've had success doing it.
What can you say about the work of Samuel Mejia in both of those extra inning wins? He was able to finish it off with just a small cushion.
Falling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much
Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Anyone who knows Budweiser knows that we love baseball. The sport inspires jubilation, but can also cause heartbreak. Fans are resilient and power through defeat and celebrate triumph. Because when you're passionate about something, the emotion is worth it. The people who share the same spirit share the same beer. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Whether you need lunch for a few in the office.
3 home runs and 34 runs batted in. The River.
Hey, River Dogs fans. If you haven't been to El Pollo Guapo on James Island, you're missing out. Healthy, mouth-watering, whole rotisserie.
Who has been the hottest hitter on the team. He had an 8-game hitting streak come to an end on Saturday. A bit of a controversial end, too. He had a ball into the gap that was dropped by the center fielder Robert Gonzalez in Augusta. They ruled it an error. It would have been a great catch. And Trey's hitting streak comes to an end as a result. Now the first is safe, and there is another hit for Angel Mateo. A 9-game hitting streak for the center fielder. And that was a situation where sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. He got jammed up badly. Just fisted it over the head of Sanchez. Brown and Cruz, the middle infielders, were coming in hard but couldn't get there. Brown had an all-or-nothing chance with the bare hand, and he came up empty. So the River Dogs with something brewing now. Two on, two outs for Wu Shin. Right-handed hitting first baseman. Morgan at second, Mateo at first. Two outs in the first. And Morgan breaks for third. Mateo breaks for second. The throw to third is going to get Morgan by a land. 9, a home run, 16 RBI. Yo, he'll work.
Give back to your community. Forge deep bonds with teammates.
1-2 to Martinez, sinks low. Another sinker down in the dirt. Martinez lays off, and it's even there.
I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the.
Been much more efficient than his opposite for Fredericksburg, Brian Sanchez, who has thrown over 40 pitches to get 6 outs. Gary Gilhill, on the other hand, has 7 outs on now 18 pitches. Nate Ochoa, the batter, right-handed hitter, takes his slider off the outside edge for ball one. Ochoa hitting 141 with a home run and 8 runs batted in. Bright red batting gloves on his hands. Red tape around the wrist as the 1-0. New Rochelle up in the Hudson Valley in New York. Gary Gilhill draft for the third. Just tossing a baseball up and down to himself. Hasn't started throwing yet. Might be breaking ball, yanked foul first base side. That might be Matthew Bohlenbacher, who is going to be the first man up out of the bullpen today. He's not throwing yet. I think they want to see how the rest of this inning goes for Sanchez, who's already at 55 pitches. 1-2 on Morgan, 1 out, a man on second in the third. 2-strike pitch, yanked down the first base line and just foul. Wide of the base, and Trey will see another. The top half, Miami-Dade in the 16th round, but everyone very impressed with his tools. And he's got a chance here to do damage. 3-0. Home is Bohlenbacher, and he missed with a breaking ball. Everybody is tagging. Everybody advances 90 feet.
Kids and families themselves.
Fourth inning. The 0-1, there goes Santana. The pitch grounded over the mound up the middle, right to the second base. Bag bobbled, but then gloved by the shortstop Cruz while he was standing on the base. And that ends the inning. That was hit in the worst spot possible for Trey Morgan, right at the shortstop near the base. It was smoked on the ground, and it took a tough hop. Cruz bobbled it, but fortunately for him and the Frednats, he was standing on the base, and that ended the inning by half a step. The River Dogs almost took the lead, but not quite. No runs on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 men left. We are through 4 at the Joe. On to the 5th, all tied at 2.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experience.
Rugged and powerful, so you can conquer just about any terrain. Designed to make your adventures worth talking.
Away from Odalis Peguero leads off 0-for-1 with a walk, and the left-handed batter swings over a 94-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. Opponent sitting a shade over 200 off of Vasquez. Right-hander with good size works out of an abbreviated windup and comes home again with a fastball that Peguero waves through. That was up to 96 on the radar gun, and it's now 0-2. Stepping off the back of the rubber, taking a deep breath, Vasquez. He last pitched on May 3rd as well. That's the same time Bohlenbacher last threw. Now ahead of Peguero, 0-2. He missed high and outside, up to 97 that time. He keeps throwing a little bit harder. One inning that day, scoreless inning, with a hit and two strikeouts. Did not walk a batter. In the two previous outings, he walked three batters in each outing. 1-2 to Peguero, outside with a changeup. Now it's two balls and two strikes, as the bottom of the order will try and set the table for the top part. River Dogs have outhit Fredericksburg 6-5. They trail 3-2, however. Game one of the Shin singled and stole second. It went pop out, ground out, line out. Now they'll try again with Peguero on base and Brecker, Polanco, and Santana coming up. Ball behind the back of the right-handed pitching Vasquez. He looks back, two strikes.
Way over.
And a big opportunity for Angel Mateo leads off an inning again. He is 3-for-3 today with an RBI. Checks his swing on the first pitch here and fouls it off toward the on-deck circle where it rolls to the feet of Wu Xin for strike one. Mateo, an infield hit in the first, a bloop single to center in the third, and a line drive back up the middle for a single in the fifth. Nine games in a row with a hit for Mateo as Vasquez rocks with it.
Sport inspires jubilation, but can also cause heartbreak. Fans are resilient and power through defeat and celebrate triumph. Because when you're passionate about something, the emotion is worth it. The people who share the same spirit share the same beer. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Whether you need lunch for a few in the office or several thousand at your next corporate event, Apple Spice is ready with the perfect menu. From box lunches to hot and cold catering, their team will take care of every detail to make your meal a success. The Apple Spice box lunch menu features a large selection of sandwiches, salads, deli sides, and bakery treats. Made with freshly baked bread, crisp vegetables, fine meats and cheeses, and topped with delicious dressings, there's something for everyone. Visit applespice.com to plan the perfect menu for your next event.
Again, it'll be Christian Vaquero leading off here in the seventh, or in the eighth, pardon me. He was at the plate when a caught stealing ended the seventh. The first pitch of this at-bat, he's popped up foul behind home plate for strike one. No, Gonzalez had a good one to hit and fouled back a fastball at 92. And that'll make it 2-1 on the River Dogs' second baseman. 17 strikeouts, 5 walks for Schultz in 13 innings. He's home again with a 2-1, and he missed high and tight to Gonzalez. Ball 3 and strike. Like tonight with the wind blowing in, good luck trying to get one out of here. And able to run it down was Brenner Cox on a calm day in Kannapolis in Augusta, where the River Dogs were on the recent road trip. That's a home run, but not today in Charleston. Instead, it's not even a hit, and there are two gone for Brian Brecker. 0-for-3 for the nine-hitter today. He looks at a slider down and away, ball one. Nobody throwing in the River Dogs bullpen. It looks like Villeman will come back out in the ninth. The 1-0 pitch from Schultz cut on and missed. And on a wild pitch from Schultz, Brecker now 90 feet away. Polanco entering this at bat, hitting 206. He has doubled his batting average since the start of the last road trip. Now the situation tightens a bit for Schultz. Two outs, a man on third. 1-1 on Polanco. Next pitch, line to center. Green coming in, then slams on the... Then Cole's off 1-for-4 today. Ball level, but laid off. Good idea, and it's even now. Two balls and two strikes. Schultz deals, and it's a breaking ball fouled away by Morgan. This battle continues. Schultz continues to throw it around the strike zone. Morgan continues to foul it back. Boucher throwing in the bullpen as the 2-2 is sent home. Morgan swings and hits a fly ball to right. The wind knocks it down, and Brenner Cox is there for the second out of this ninth inning. And now it'll be Angel Mateo, 3-for-4 with an RBI. Mateo certainly has home run power. He leads the team with 3 home runs on the season. All singles to... Frustrated with himself last time out when he could not find the strike zone at the bottom of the ninth as Augusta won on a walk-off walk. Thursday, 2-2 pitch, lined foul by Cox, and it remains 2-2. 95 with a fastball from Boucher. Boucher, 6'5", 235 pounds, fastball, slider, and a changeup. That last outing, May 3rd, he allowed 2 runs on a hit and 4 walks in a third of an inning, although one of the walks was intentional. 2-2 again to Cox. Driven deep to right. This might be trouble. Peguero is back in. He'll turn around and watch this one sail out of here. And it's the second home run of the year for Brenner Cox as Fredericksburg takes a 2-run lead here in the 10th inning. Well, that one stings if you're the River Dogs. A leadoff 2-run home run from Brenner Cox, and suddenly back in plenty of time, Ochoa.
Learn what it takes to make your event a success. Contact our catering specialist to help you plan the perfect menu for your next event, or check us out at applespice.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, Noah Myers here, and you're listening to River Dogs Baseball.
And he appears to be in the dugout and feeling okay right now. Noah Myers hits against Denneberg with 2 on and nobody out. And he takes a curveball low. 5 straight out of the zone to start this outing from Denneberg. Myers hitting 213. A couple of home runs and 7 RBI. Mateo at second, Chin at first. Denneberg deals. Swing and a drive, right center field. And the wind is knocking this down, and over to make the catch is Cox. Mateo is tagging from second. The throw comes to third, and it's off target. Mateo is in, standing up. And Myers hit that ball well, but again, on a day like today, if you hit it to the power alleys, you have to have a whole bunch of power behind it in order to drive it over the fence or out of the reach. Welcome back to the Joe and the Carolina Ford Dealers postgame show. Go to buyfordnow.com. Check out the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. Carolina Ford Dealers, a proud sponsor of the River Dogs. A look at the final numbers in this one. Another tough loss for the River Dogs. Their third extra inning game in the last week. They fall in this one 5-4. Fredericksburg 5 runs on 8 hits with an error. Welcome back once again to the...
Sport inspires jubilation, but can also cause heartbreak. Fans are resilient and power through defeat and celebrate triumph. Because when you're passionate about something, the emotion is worth it. The people who share the same spirit share the same beer. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Couple of home runs for the LA Angels. Ivana